Several times I've run across a story about a man in a Scottish town who stopped for directions. And he went into a shop and said to the shopkeeper, "Can you tell me how to get to Aberdeen?" This was Scotland, not Monroe County. He said, "Can you tell me how to get to Aberdeen?" And the shopkeeper says, "If I were going to Aberdeen, I wouldn't start here." Getting to our desired destination is something that generally requires us to start exactly where we are. But the thing is, if we are people who pursue God and seek God regularly and sometimes lose our way, we do have some ability to choose where we will start looking to be found again. Our gospel story today speaks of a man named Nicodemus, a man who was lost in a very serious way when he came to Jesus at night. He didn't want to come during the daytime because he was a teacher and a leader, and he just wasn't sure that all of this was something he wanted people to see him embracing. So he came to Jesus at night trying to understand what was going on with this man and whether he was God. He wanted to use his brain, his rationality, to get to God. And he asked this question: how can anyone be born after having grown old? And then he says, can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? He wanted to use his rational thinking to get to God, wanted to explain with the mind what first must be welcomed with the will and the heart. My belief is that rational explanations don't do much to draw us closer to God. Only the experience of God can draw us in. Nicodemus is trying to think his way to God, and he stays lost, at least for a while. And Jesus essentially says to him, if you're trying to find the truth about God, I wouldn't start here. In other words, I wouldn't start in parsing these words and trying to figure them out rationally. This day is the day in the church year that it's almost an inside joke with clergy because, you notice Dennis is gone this day. Because the inside joke is it's so hard to preach on Trinity Sunday that you give it to the curate or the deacon and let them wrestle with it. But our deacon is very intelligent, and so he chose this Sunday to travel. And Trinity Sunday is the only official Sunday in the church year that is devoted to a doctrine. Now, why would we do that? Why would we devote a Sunday in its readings and its preaching and its study to a doctrine? Very often, because of this sort of joke that we have about how hard it is to preach, people try to make Trinity Sunday about this arcane theology that nobody can quite explain, but everybody tries anyway. But I think the Trinity itself, is more a matter of the names we give to God, to a God we know through experience. Theology is when the church tries to give spiritual names to daily experiences. There is a theologian, Alistair McGrath, who says about the Trinity that it is the outcome of a process of sustained reflection on the pattern of activity revealed in Scripture and continued in Christian experience. So the Trinity is a way of looking back and trying to form things into something that makes sense to us. Again, we're using our rational mind. But first, we have to use the experience of God to begin to see God. So why would we celebrate the Trinity if it causes so much angst in the church? It helps us in one very important way, and that is that it helps us to see the multiplicity of ways in which God will come to us. Throughout his teaching, especially in the Gospel of John, Jesus will say to us that God is God, whether you glimpse God in the work of the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit. Jesus doesn't ever explain doctrine. He says, though, that when you see goodness in the world, when you see love in the world, when you see justice in the world, when you see wisdom in the world, you have seen God. And we are the ones trying to look back at those experiences and name them and somehow fit them into a doctrine. My belief is that people are drawn to God by these different manifestations of God in their lives. Some have wonder and awe at the intricacy of nature. And that is the work of God, the Creator, the Father of heaven and earth. Some people begin to see God in gratitude that a man, the Son of God, a human being, is executed but calls for forgiveness for his executioners. Some people begin to see the Spirit of God in a spirit of hope poured out by the love of God into the heart of a person enduring losses. One reason that we come here to this church community and we take part in the larger Christian church is to tell our own stories about the effects that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have had on our lives. It's like talking about someone that several people have met in different contexts and saying, here's what I saw. Oh, I didn't know that about that person. Here's what I saw. It's our stories to show the different dimensions of God at work in our lives. So here we are on Trinity Sunday. I can't tell you what the doctrine of the Trinity means. I know we have a Sunday for it. But I can tell you my story. I can tell you how when I came to this place the first time, I was in the depths of grief. And yet I saw in you people glimmers of hope because you told your stories about how God had saved you. I can tell you my story of how I first began to see God in the handiwork of nature, God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I can tell you how I was able to see God when the people here loved me and lived out the incarnation of Jesus, the Son of God. I can tell you how I began to find peace even in my loss, lifted up by the Holy Spirit of God working through you and through the liturgy and the prayer book and the community. We come here on Sundays and almost every Sunday of the year, we say our Nicene Creed and we outline our doctrines. And that's important to reflect back and to say this is what shape our belief system takes. But it is the story of one human being willing to sacrifice so that others can be saved. It's the story that drew me in and that draws other people into God. The stories show us the doctrine. The stories let us see God, and later we reflect back and form the doctrine. The experience comes first. The word Trinity is really supposed to be a crystallization of the teaching of the New Testament, the ways God has appeared to us. It's a way of thinking backwards to sum up the ways we've seen God. As I said, I saw God first in natural beauty in the creation, God the Father. I saw God when other people loved me, helped me, healed me, by their simple human presence and tenderness, God the Son. I saw God in the comfort of people here, experienced in the spirit of community, God the Holy Spirit. The beauty of creation, God the Father. Simple human forgiveness, God the Son. Inexplicable inspiration and energy, God the Holy Spirit. Christian doctrine is fine, and it keeps us busy when we go to seminary. And it is helpful in looking back at our experience of God. But if we're lost and trying to find God, it's just not the best place to start. Amen.